Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk about Patrick Mahomes' contract. We heard today from Sam Mellinger of the Kansas City Star that the Chiefs and their quarterback have agreed and started contract negotiations. Here's what Mike Gennetti had to say from SpotTrack.
It's going to be big, and I actually just took some time here to try to crunch some of the numbers based on what I've heard or what I'm anticipating. Look, there are some metrics that have to be hit for sure. And I understand why we're hearing this now and not a month later, because the second Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott hit their contracts, everything exponentially gets bigger for Patrick Mahomes. So just from a numbers standpoint, obviously you got to get to that $40 million mark, in my opinion, and then that also means $120 million over the first 3 years. And that's really hard to do when you're sitting here trying to crunch the numbers and also trying to keep the Chiefs cap at bay, because they've got about $3 to $4 million to work with in 2020 right now. So unless they get creative with how they structure this Mahomes extension, they're going to have to maybe extend or restructure Travis Kelce and a couple other contracts to make this all kind of come together. But to me, those are the big numbers. It's probably it's a four-year extension at $160 million of new money, and 120 of that lives in the next three seasons.
So that's Mike Gennetti with SpotTrack. If you follow the NFL and are into the business side of it, you certainly have been on SpotTrack.com. So from Sam Mellinger's story, quote, "We are left with only a few certainties. First, Patrick Mahomes will be the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. I think everybody is on the same page when it comes to that. Second, his contract has the power to change such negotiations in this league going forward." Quote, "We're all watching," from one NFL agent to Sam Mellinger. Quote, "If anyone has ever had the leverage in the history of the world, it's your quarterback, and it's someone like Patrick Mahomes." And someone else said, quote, "He can do whatever he wants. I have thought this from the very beginning. I have not moved from it. There's no reason to move from it." Patrick Mahomes is going to make $200 million over the life of this deal. It's just simply, is it going to be a five-year deal, or is it going to be a four-year deal and Mahomes is really going to hit the Chiefs over the head? But I've always thought that the $200 million mark and being the first player in NFL history to do that was always going to be the play for him. And we're starting to see from a guaranteed standpoint what that money would look like. It's going to be between $120 and $150 million. So as these negotiations continue to move on, and I certainly expect them to be on the same page and sign a deal by the time this team would be going to St. Joe, he is going to make at least $200 million here over the next 4 to 5 seasons.
So by your math, the basement for him is $40 million a year, and the ceiling is $50 million a year. I completely agree. And if you look at the other highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL, he's worth it. Russell Wilson, $35 million. Ben Roethlisberger gets $34 million. Goff gets $33 million. Rodgers gets $33 million. And Kirk Cousins gets $33 million. So if you're talking about $7, $8, $10 million more, he's $7, $8, $10 million more productive than those guys, and it's not even close. So if you tell me that Pat ends up getting 45 or 50, yeah, that sucks, because that means that other moves likely aren't going to happen, because once Pat gets that money, it's completely different. I mean, when you're paying him $45 million a year versus paying him $5 million a year, it completely changes everything. But I don't necessarily think that the timing of Dak Prescott or Deshaun Watson have a lot to do with the final number on the end of Patrick Mahomes' contract, and here's why. Because we always talk about Pat's done things, not only that those guys haven't done, but that no quarterback in the league right now or in the history of the NFL have ever done. Why should his contract be any different? Like, if you want to talk about Jared Goff getting 33, Roethlisberger signs the next year, gets $1 million more, Wilson signs the next year, gets $1 million more, cool, that makes a lot of sense. But if you're talking about Patrick Mahomes, he's kind of in his own stratosphere when it comes to the NFL and certainly the quarterback position. So even though most of the time you kind of figure out what the next guy gets paid based on what the guy before him got paid, I don't really think what Dak or Deshaun end up getting is really contingent upon Pat's contract.
And what you're talking about is a revolutionary contract. So in the story from Sam Mellinger, one possibility that the players around the league are looking at is Mahomes tying his salary to a percentage of the salary cap. If you remember 6 months ago, before all of this stuff started, when we were having conversations about a new CBA, we all looked at the next 3 years and how much the salary cap was going to explode. With the infusion of sports gambling, it is going to be a much different salary cap in 2022 and 2023. That's where the real money is going to be. So the reason I think Mahomes has a chance, possibly, to hit that ceiling we talked about of $50 million, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be tying his salary to a percentage of the salary cap, so he doesn't have a set number every year. But once that boom happens in 2022 and 2023, and we'll certainly see what it looks like post-corona, that's where the big-time money is going to be. If he's going to sign a traditional contract like every player in the history of the NFL has, then he's going to get a five-year, $200 million deal, $150 million guaranteed contract, and there's certainly nothing wrong with it. But he's got a chance to do something that Peyton Manning never did. He's got a chance to do something that Brady or Rodgers or Russell Wilson never did. If he can get this, and he might be in the one situation with the one owner that would potentially give that, where it's going to be every year 20% of the Chiefs' salary cap is going to go directly to Patrick Mahomes, he has a chance to blow that $40 million mark completely out of the water once the cap changes under the new CBA.
Well, if you want to make sure that he gets his market value and keep himself the highest paid player in the NFL, he either has to do that, like you're talking about, get real creative, or he basically has to sign two-year contract after two-year contract after two-year contract, because every couple of years, somebody else, another quarterback, ends up breaking the bank. So you're right. And when it comes down to it, I think that Pat, at this point in his career, should try to maximize his value. Now, I would understand if he does what Tom Brady did the last few years of his career and he says, I want talent around me, I want to keep winning, so instead of taking $50 million, I'm going to do everybody here a big favor and only take $43 million, which sounds a little bit ridiculous coming out of my mouth. But I also think that if you're talking about who does more for whom, the Chiefs for Patrick Mahomes or Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs, it's very obvious that it's Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs. I mean, this franchise has been looking for that guy since I was born, since my grandpa was born. So I think that Pat's at a point in his career where you're talking about, yeah, he's already got generational money. If you want to talk about the Adidas money and the Oakley money and all the different endorsements that he has in playing in the NFL for the last 3 years. But this is his first chance to make that huge $40, $50 million deal. And the truth is, he doesn't really owe Kansas City a hometown discount if he doesn't want to give it.
I'm looking at this deal and where I think the biggest challenge for the Kansas City Chiefs is going to be is finding that sweet spot. Finding the sweet spot of paying Mahomes what he's worth and making him the highest paid player in the history of the NFL, and also creating the flexibility to continue to keep their roster as stocked and loaded as it is. That's going to be a very difficult balance for this team moving forward. You think this team has a chance to be a dynasty and Mahomes has a chance to win five Super Bowls. Man, it's hard to do that if you're going to be such a burden on the cap and you're going to have to kind of cut corners at other places on the team. Like, giving him a percentage of the cap that can kind of move and be a sliding scale, that might be the best way to kind of find that sweet spot. So Mahomes is always happy with his compensation, but it also gives them the flexibility to extend Travis Kelce's contract, to keep somebody like Tyrann Mathieu here after his deal is over. That's going to be the key to winning multiple of these things. Everybody I hear from in Kansas City thinks Mahomes has a chance to go to six of these things. Man, you don't go to six of these things if you're going to weigh on the cap the way that you're talking about with those short-term kind of deals. So I think the Chiefs, I think what's going to make this conversation very difficult is everybody's on the same page about a couple of things. Pat is deserving of the money. Pat should get the money, but also creating enough flexibility to keep this roster fluid over these next 4 or 5 years while Pat's still in his prime.
Well, and that's on Veach, and that's partially on Clark Hunt, and that's certainly on Andy Reid with the control that he has over there, one Arrowhead Drive, to make sure that, yeah, one and two and three, Patrick Mahomes is happy, but then that you draft, put players on the cheap around him, and then make moves like they've done the last couple of years, where if you look at Travis Kelce's contract, he is so underpaid. He makes, what, $8 million a year? Dude's making $8 million a year, and he produces like a wide receiver that gets paid $20 million a year. Even the deal that they signed Tyreek Hill to this last offseason, largely because of timing, if you want to say Tyreek won that deal, the Chiefs won that deal, it's pretty clear the Chiefs won that deal, and that's what they're going to have to keep doing. So you got to keep the big names around as long as you can, but we all know what it's going to come down to. You got to keep drafting well, and you got to keep drafting skill position players around Pat, and that's what they've done the last couple of years with Mecole Hardman and Edwards-Helaire.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.